Welcome to the On the Road to Freedom podcast. We're so glad you joined us today. We can't wait to get into the Word with you and share some truth that's going to change your life. Make sure and hit the subscribe button and help us spread the word by rating and reviewing the show. You can also connect with us at mylan.org for more helpful resources. Now, let's get into today's show.
Well, welcome to On the Road to Freedom. You've joined us in gorgeous Golden, Colorado at Cold Springs Ranch. And it's really beautiful here. We have a partner who sold this home for the week and to the ministry for us to stay in and film. We are so grateful for her. And you know, this place is beautiful. So we're so grateful to the Lord for this gift, Cold Springs Ranch. I mean, it's just phenomenal. You can look it up on the internet and check it out yourself. It's such a blessing. And I'm so thankful you joined us today. You know, these shows out here in Golden, Colorado, this is our first shows to film on location without Mylan since he graduated to heaven. And I know he would be so pleased. I hope the Lord is allowing him to see in the grandstands of heaven that he sees what God's doing right now with On the Road to Freedom and with the ministry moving forward. I know it would so bless him because he instructed me to continue in the call to tell people how good God is and how much he loves them. And so I want to tell you that today. God loves you. Oh, he loves you. You know, one of the keys to faith is that we've known and believe the love that God has for us. So know today that God loves you. He's a good God, and he has good things in store for you. And here's our part, John 8, 31 and 32, the purpose for this show, if you will continue in my word, then you truly are my disciples, and you will know the truth. Here's the reward, and the truth will make you free. So I'm choosing to continue today. How about you? Because I want to receive revelation of the truth that's going to make me free and free indeed. Praise God. I want to thank you, Team Mylan. I want to remind you again, it's not over. As you can see, we're moving forward and we're going to keep telling people the good news of the gospel all around the world. So thank you for your help. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your faith-filled agreement. So I want to encourage you in this today. We're going up. We're not going under. Hallelujah. We're going up. We're going up and over. Praise God. So I want you to know right now, whatever you're in, whatever challenge, whatever trial you're in, on purpose, make a decision. I trust in God. I'm not leaning on my own understanding, on my own ability. But instead, I'm going to rely on the God who raises the dead. You know what that means for us? Nothing is impossible with our God. That means it's never too late with our God. It means all things are possible when we believe. And that's why I can confidently say we're going up. Hallelujah. So I want to thank you, Team Mylan, for the gracious gift. And in that same passage in the Passion says, what a gracious gift of mercy surrounds us because of your prayers. And I want to thank you for your prayers. And I want to say that to you. What a gracious gift of mercy has surrounded me and surrounded the ministry because of your prayers. Thank you. Thank you for that. We've entered into a new chapter. We've entered into a new season. And we've turned the page now. That's why we're here today in Golden filming On the Road to Freedom. We've turned the page. And God is writing our story. He's writing my story. He's writing yours. Hallelujah. And as we choose to trust him, it will be a beautiful story. He makes all things new. He gives us beauty for ashes. He will turn what the enemy meant for evil. He will turn it into something beautiful. But we must decide. In Job 22, 28 and 29, it says, "You shall decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you. And the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. When they make you low, you will say, there is a lifting up. And the humble person, he lifts up and saves." You know, he opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So every day I make it a practice to say, "Lord, I surrender to you. I'm yours to command. I yield to your leadership. Hallelujah. But the beginning of this verse, this is the decision we've got to make right now. It's the decision I had to make. I remember when I was weeping before the Lord and I heard him say, Christy, just a prompting on the inside, Christy, you have to decide. But once you decide and decree a thing, it will be established for you. I'm ready to back you. And then my favor will shine upon your ways. So I'm encouraging you in that right now to make a decision and to decree these promises with me. I called this also my petition. This is my petition before the Lord. We're going to have this available to you as a free download on our website at mylan.org in our Faith Center. You can check it out there. But I want to lead you in this petition. I've been decreeing this daily, consistently over my future and over the ministry and over you. We're going up in this ministry. The only direction God moves is up. We increase only. Oh, that's good news. The blessing of the Lord causes us to be above only and never beneath. That means in Christ, if you'll trust God, we're never going under, right? We always go over. Oh, we go way, way over. Hallelujah. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call. There it is. We're going up. The upward call in Christ Jesus, that's in Philippians 3:14. And you know, this petition, God recently gave me these instructions to make this petition for my future, just as we did on Mylan's petition. So many of you, you said that petition with us. And I know you may be thinking, but Christy, it looks like it didn't work, but that's not the truth. It may not have happened how we thought, but praise God, Mylan is healed. And he received his miracle. He's rejoicing before the throne now, and God had the final say. Death is swallowed up in victory. Praise God. So we can rejoice today. We give him all the glory. He is a good God. Every promise we decreed was fulfilled the moment Mylan stepped through the veil. Hallelujah. So I want to lead you in this declaration for our future. And you say each one after me, please. Number one, we humble ourselves before you, Lord. And everywhere we look, we're going up. Isn't that a good one? We're going up in our finances. We're going up in our relationships. We're going up in our health. Hallelujah. Again, the blessing of the Lord causes us to be above only and never beneath. Isn't that good? And then number two, as we continue in our call together, we will finish our race with joy and we will reach the multitudes. Now, I know that you heard Mylan and I claim that promise over and over again. Joel 3:14, there are multitudes. There are multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near. And we need to reach those. They're making decisions right now, whether they're going to serve God, whether they're going to choose Jesus. And we need to help them make the right decision, right? And choose Jesus. We need to help them in that. And we need to say, like Paul, in Acts 20:24, none of these things move me. Neither do I count my life dear to myself. You know, Mylan would always say, Christy, it's not about me, it's about Jesus. And that's what this phrase is about. I don't count my life dear to myself. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. And you know, that's why right now we're outdoors filming in 27 degree weather right now. It cooled off. It's pretty cold right now. But we know we're called to do it, right? We know this is our call. This is our assignment to show you the beauty of God's creation, to film outdoors on location. And so right now, we're not counting our life dear to ourselves. We're just putting on some extra layers. And here's why. So that we can finish our race with joy. Hallelujah. God doesn't want you just getting through again, just trudging through life. He wants you to finish your race with joy and laughter and dreams. And the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus, this is Paul talking, to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Oh, and I can testify to that now. The grace of God, it is sufficient. for his power is made perfect through our weakness. So I can testify to you, I would not be here today ministering to you if not for the grace of God. Oh, it is amazing grace, and it is sufficient. His grace is sufficient for you if you'll look to him now, whatever you may be facing. His power will strengthen you when you feel weak. When you think you can't carry on, he is strong. You know, Milan, I observed this. He did not count his life dear to himself. So many times he would look at me and say, Christy, I'm finishing my race. I mean, he was so determined, and I honor him for that determination and dedication to his call. And so praise God, he did. He finished his race. He received his reward. He is cheering us on now in the great cloud of witnesses. And now we need to finish our race. And now we need to take a whole bunch of people to heaven with us. You remember Milan saying that? That's part of our call. And number three, God is doing a new thing. He is making a way where there seems to be no way. Oh, praise God for that. Do you know that he specializes in making a way where there seems to be no way? That is his specialty. And when it comes to doing a new thing, Isaiah 43 says, do not remember the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Oh, praise God. Well, I just want to say to you, as wonderful as the last 25 years God gave me with Milan, I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for those 25 years and all the precious memories and how he mentored me and taught me and imparted to me. What I'm doing today, I could not have done without the agreement and the help of my husband for 25 years. I'm sitting here now ministering the word to you because of the anointing that was on his life that mentored me and taught me every day. Every single day, what I like to say is he taught me theology, but he also let me know how he thought I should load the dishwasher. He taught me in every situation of life, and I'm so thankful for that. But now God's doing a new thing, and the Lord's been ministering that to me, that I needed to focus on. Behold means put your attention on, your vision and your focus on the new thing. And God spoke to me and said, it's springing forth right now, Christy. Right now, he's making a way for us in the wilderness and rivers. That means abundance flowing for us in the desert. In a time where it looks like lack all around, he'll make rivers of abundance flow for you. So that's a good confession. God is doing a new thing, and he's making a way where there seems to be no way. And number four, the Lord is proving he is our help in time of need. And our path is getting brighter and brighter every day. He is ready to give us help in our time of need. If we just come to the throne room of grace, if we draw near to him. So he's proving to me right now that he is my husband. You know, he's my help. Isaiah 54:5 says, for your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. The God of the whole earth, he is called. Woo! So I think he's got me, and he's got you too. I'm so thankful he has proven he's my husband now. So my identity is not as a widow, because my Maker is my husband, right? My identity is not a victim. My identity is I'm victorious in Christ Jesus. I'm not overcome with sorrow and grief. I am an overcomer in him, in Christ. So what do you need him to be today? If you need him to be your helper, if you need him to be your provider, he's ready to prove to you that he's your help right now in time of need. And let me give you this scripture about your path getting brighter and brighter. In Proverbs 4:18 in the Passion, this is beautiful. It says, but the lovers of God walk on the highway of light, and their way shines brighter and brighter until the perfect day. Wow, isn't that beautiful? Our way, the lovers of God. I'm a lover of God. How about you? Well, we're walking on a highway of light. Oh, everywhere we look, clarity, understanding, insight. Praise God. He's a good God. And our way gets brighter and brighter. He gives us light for each step. How? Because His Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Glory to God. So our best days are in front of us. They are never behind us. Again, our path gets brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. It gets better and better for those who choose to trust God. Hallelujah. Number five, we will arise. I'm going to pause there. We will arise from every disappointment, and we will take our promised land. Woo, this is a good one. Now, this is what God told Joshua. After Moses died in Joshua 1, 2 through 3, He says, "Now my servant Moses is dead. Now therefore, arise and go to the land which I am giving you, and every place that the sole of your foot will tread, I have given you." So it's time to arise. Whatever you've been facing, it's time to get back up, and it's time for us to move forward and take our promised land. I just want to encourage you. I heard Keith Moore preach recently on this. You know, I'm getting mine, right? Just like Caleb said, "Give me my mountain." I'm getting mine. Think about that with the promised land. You're getting yours. You're getting exactly what God has ordained and destined for you to walk in and to receive your promised land. That's exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask, think, dream, or imagine. He is ready to give it to you if you'll possess the land. Hallelujah. Number six, we will go where God sends us, and we will boldly speak the truth in love. Hallelujah. Lord, we are yours to command. We are yours to command. Now, this is important. Jeremiah 1:7, this was the scripture that God called me to full-time ministry on. And it says, "For you shall go to all to whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak." So I want to encourage you in this to go where God sends you, to go. You know, you can be obedient to speak the truth in love and go if you're at the grocery store, if you're running errands, if you're at a restaurant ministering to the waiter or the waitress. Just be willing. Here's the instruction Brother Copeland taught us. Lord, we are yours to command. Right? So I encourage you in this, get ready, be willing to step out and go where God sends you and boldly speak the truth in love. And number seven, we are moving forward by faith, and we refuse to draw back in fear. Habakkuk 3:19 says, "The Lord God is my strength, my personal bravery. He's our invincible army, and He makes our feet like hinds' feet, and He will make us to walk. Not stand still in terror and panic, but to walk and to make spiritual progress upon our high places in the midst of trouble, suffering, or responsibility." This means that more is being required of us. Now, how can we do this? To whom much is given, much is required. That's our responsibility before the Lord. But we can move forward by faith because He is our strength. Is that because we're just so tough? Well, you know, I am a Texan, right? And that "don't mess with Texas," that's a real attitude, which I like, by the way. But that's not why I can do this. That's not why I can move forward by faith and refuse to draw back. The reason why I can do the will of God is because God is my strength. Right now, more than ever, we need to be strong and very courageous. And we can do this. We can move forward by faith and do exactly what we're called to do. Number eight, because we can do all things through Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing, which strengthens us. That word Christ isn't just Jesus' last name we learned from Brother Copeland. It means the Anointed One and His anointing. And because of that anointing, we can do all things. In the Amplified, please hear this in the Amplified. "I have strength for all things in Christ, who empowers me. I am ready for anything. I am equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Because right now, my confession for 25 years has been 2 Corinthians 3, 5, and 6. My sufficiency is not in myself. My sufficiency is in Christ Jesus. For it is He who has made me an able minister of the new covenant. He's done that work in me. He has qualified me by the anointed one and His anointing which abides in me. That's what qualifies you, is the anointing. Now don't go anywhere, because when we come back from our break, I'm going to finish this powerful petition. Well, 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation.
That's right.
A royal priesthood,
yes.
A holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. You know, one version says He did this so that we would broadcast His glorious wonders throughout the world. I love that, because that's why we do On the Road to Freedom, is so that we can broadcast His love around the world. And you can be a part of helping us share the love of God by joining Team Milan. You just go to Milan.org and click on Team Milan today.
And you pray about what God wants you to do. He'll talk to you. He'll show you exactly.
Yes.
We need your prayers. We need your financial support. We will change the world with God's help and with your help, one person at a time.
Well, I've been leading you in the powerful declaration that the Lord led me in. And number 9, are you ready to get back to it? Number 9 says, we're born of God. Therefore, no matter how it looks or how we feel, we're overcomers. Now, I know you've heard us quote this scripture, 1 John 5:4, but I want to remind you again, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. Are you born of God? I know I am. Well, that makes us overcomers in Him right now, no matter how we feel. If we're born of God, we overcome this world. That means anything and everything we could face in this world, we are overcomers in Him. And here's how. This is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Our faith. And you know, the same faith that got me through the last few years of our fight of faith is the faith right now I've got to use to get through this battle, right? This transition, this new season, this new thing that God's doing. If I exercise my faith in God and in His Word, then right now I'm overcoming. So I want to encourage you in that today. Make that right choice. Choose to trust God. He is honest. And when you do, we're born of God, and no matter how it looks or how it feels, we're overcomers. Hallelujah. So therefore, number 10, we can expect to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Now, I love all the songs about heaven. My honey, he sung a bunch of them about heaven. He said growing up, he heard a lot about heaven, so he sung a lot about it. So I love that we've got a beautiful heavenly reward in store for us. But this promise is not for heaven. It's for right now in the land of the living. And David said, when it looked like he had lost everything, he said, I would have despaired. I would have quit. I would have given up had I not expected to see with my own eyes the goodness of God in the land of the living. Did you know God is ready to show His salvation to you? He's ready to show you His deliverance, His preservation, His protection. He's ready to rescue you. He's ready to prove to you that He is good. Hallelujah. That's why I don't have to despair. That's why I'm not quitting and I'm not giving up. I expect to see His goodness. I expect to see His goodness in my future, in this ministry, in your life, in my family, in my health. Everywhere I look, I'm expecting to see the goodness of God. And I'm only getting teared up right now because I've already been seeing it today. Today we woke up, it wasn't supposed to snow. Do you know they only get 3 snow days in February on average for the last 10 years? And today, the first day we filmed, we prayed for snow because Milan said he wanted snow shows next. And God gave us snow today. I saw the goodness of God today. I've seen it all day. And so I want to encourage you to make that declaration that you're expecting to see God's goodness everywhere you look. So what is your expectation? Are you expecting things to get worse because of what you heard on the news or what your peers are saying at work? What are you expecting? Are you expecting, or here's what I'm choosing, or are you expecting to see God's goodness? Amen. Let's make the right choice. Let's expect to see the goodness of God right now in the land of the living. Let me pray with you, please. I believe right now that the light of God's favor is shining upon your ways. That as you make decrees and declarations by your faith in God and in His Word, that His favor surrounds you like a shield so that everywhere you go, you get favor, making even your enemies to be at peace with you is what the Word says. So I believe and agree with you for that in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, the free product this week, I'd like to offer the download, the petition we just decreed together is available at Mylan.org in the Faith Center under our free download section. Also, our podcast, you can get the Word for the Week on the go, available on every platform. So check out the podcast because I know if you're like me, I need to hear the Word more than once. I like to hear it because that's how faith comes. Also, Church on the Run, daily digital devotional. Our Harley rides all over the nation, how On the Road to Freedom started. Mylan would want you to continue to see those. They are powerful and they're so much fun. Beautiful locations. So check that out, Church on the Run, daily digital devotional. And all of these resources, we offer them to you because we want you to stay in the Word. We know that's what will keep you on the road to freedom.